San Jose, Oakland, it's 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, basking in the glow of an NBA title.
This is awesome. We've been waiting for this. I've been a Warriors fan for a long time.
Fans were waiting as the champs, the Golden State Warriors, touched down at Oakland International just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. KGO 810's Mike Simpson was waiting, too, for the hometown heroes.
Shouting, chanting, waving the second they saw the plane. Steph Curry was out first with the finals trophy in hand. Then it was Andre with his for MVP. Then every other player after that. Steph talked to us for a minute saying he can't wait for the parade because the fans definitely deserve it. Even right there, kind of hard to hear him. Yeah, he says it was all worth it. This was closed to the public, but some fans did turn out, like Mary. She actually went to a game in Cleveland.
We got booed a lot, but it was worth it.
Now, an NBA title parade is set for Friday in Oakland. We've posted the parade route and other important facts at KGOradio.com.
The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title.
NBA championship or not, though, the fight to stop the Warriors from building an arena in San Francisco is now a full court press. KGO 810's Scott Lettieri has that story.
Everybody loves the Golden State Warriors.
But, says Sam Singer, the spokesman for the Mission Bay Alliance,
that doesn't translate into any of us liking the arena plans.
The well-heeled alliance of UCSF donors focused on nixing the deal has hired the high-profile and high-priced New York attorney David Boies. The owner of the Warriors, Joe Lacob, recently told KGO,
"We're trying to be great neighbors and fit this into the community, and I think a lot of people are going to benefit for a long time."
The 18,000-seat arena is scheduled to be completed in time for the 2018 season.
The Federal Reserve wants more job gains and higher inflation before raising interest rates from record lows. Fed Chair Janet Yellen says no hike in June, but September is a possibility.
The median projection for the federal funds rate continues to point to a first increase later this year, with the rate rising to about 1.75% in late 2016.
Overall, the Fed
2.75% in late 2017.
Overall, the Fed is optimistic the economy will pick up this summer and fall. A preliminary investigation shows wood rot from rain exposure is the leading possibility behind the collapse of that balcony in Berkeley. That news coming today from Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates. Six people in their 20s were killed and seven others suffered serious injuries early Tuesday morning when a balcony collapsed. Attorney Philip Gregory specializes in balcony collapse and stability.
The common thread is balcony maintenance and the failure of building owners to inspect and maintain.
He says often balconies are built with poor construction and then there's no maintenance.
The problem is the inspectors are not out there all the time making sure that the regulations are complied with.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
It just said that they will investigate and that they are going to find out. They're going to hire people.
A strongly worded letter for tenants at that Berkeley apartment building where that balcony collapsed early Tuesday morning. But as KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports, that's doing little to calm the nerves of shell-shocked residents.
Today, the balcony beneath the one that collapsed is being pulled off the side of the building. Construction crews working the crane say they're doing it for safety reasons.
Actually, I was really disappointed in the letter.
Meanwhile, residents like Sari Cosbin got a letter from building management.
Because it started off saying that the news reported this instead of taking ownership of the accident. It's terrifying that this can happen, and it scares me that this building's only 10 years old.
Close call at Midway Airport in Chicago. An air traffic controller made a last-minute save as a Southwest Airlines jet and a Delta passenger jet were on intersecting runways heading for takeoff.
The two planes were essentially on a collision course. The FAA is now investigating why the pilot of the Delta flight started rolling for takeoff when it was not cleared.
Correspondent Renee Marsh says each plane stopped about 2,000 feet from what would have been the point of impact. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
What's keeping you from getting a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy with huge savings on an adjustable comfort mattress. Right now, upgrade to adjustable comfort for as little as $5.99 or get an adjustable queen set for as little as $9.99. With no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry in and upgrade for as little as $5.99. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
It is 7:05 on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham now to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. Sonoma County, an overturned big rig dump truck on 121 northbound, a little past 37 near Cougar Mountain Drive, off to the right shoulder, but creating severe jam-ups in the southbound direction. Very extensive. Traffic is solid from about Mangel Ranch Road to 37. 37 eastbound is still extremely slow from Lakeville Road to about Noble Road. By the way, the tow trucks are there and should be getting this thing hooked up any time now, if they haven't done it yet. San Rafael, 580 eastbound, still jammed solid from 101 to Main Street. Speeds do pick up nicely once you're on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, though. Eastbound 80 on the Bay Bridge, you got an accident right there at Treasure Island. That's got traffic jammed back across the lower deck. Westbound 80 across the Bay Bridge is stop and go all the way from the tolls onto the Skyway, and the Skyway is jammed in both directions from 101 to Fremont. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians, 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now let's take a look at your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow, look for mainly sunny skies and warm conditions with highs in the mid to upper 80s inland, low to mid 70s near the bay. Friday and Saturday, a little bit warmer. Afternoon highs will reach into the low 90s inland and mid to upper 70s near the bay, low 60s at the coast. And although Sunday will be the first day of summer, it'll actually be just a couple of degrees cooler.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got lots of sunshine. The hot spot in Fairfield at 90 degrees. In Half Moon Bay, that's the cold spot, you might say, at 54. It's 63 in Oakland, 79 San Jose, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. We stream 24 hours a day, or you can download the app in the App Store, and we will KGO go wherever you go. Actually, I love the app. Got to have it. All right, let's get right to it. Along with the Heather program this evening, it looks like news breaking as we come on the air tonight. Brian Williams is expected to stay at NBC. His six-month suspension ends in August, a little over a month away, and it's time to make some decisions. I'm sure the decisions have been made. I'm wondering where you lie with this, 808-0810. What do you think? I have some strong thoughts about this. I have to tell you, I like Lester Holt a lot, and I think Lester Holt should be the man. Of course, he will be the first African-American anchor on the Big Three, but that has nothing to do with it. I've always liked Lester Holt, and I don't think that, I don't know what NBC is thinking, but Lester Holt deserves that job. And I want to start by also saying that I'm a big Brian Williams fan. Do I think he exaggerated? Yes. Flat out lie? I don't know. There were some embellishments. A lot of embellishments, I think. We learned that from David Berg. When we talked to him, David Berg is the author of Behind the Curtain at the Jay Leno Show. Okay, Behind the Curtain is the name of his book. Mm-hmm. And he was the producer for Jay Leno for 18 years. And he told us a story, Heather and I, last week when we had him on. I think it was last Friday. He told us a story about Brian Williams. He said, look, Drex, I have to tell you. So Brian Williams would come in here, and we'd do the pre-interview sometimes, and he'd start talking about things such as, oh, well, when I was a volunteer firefighter, I saved puppies, this, that, and the other. And our people would try to, like, back him down off of that. But, of course, at the time, he was still Brian Williams. I mean, he was the NBC anchor. He was America's anchorman. And so then, therefore, he would go out on the couch with Jay and do this stuff. Embellish, embroider, okay? And so it was no surprise to Dave Berg when we brought this up that it finally came to fruition that he was going to be in trouble with the network. And sooner or later, it was going to catch up with him. Mm-hmm. All right. Too much couch time. All right. With the talk show guys. So now Brian Williams is down, but he's not out. I don't know what that's all about. I guess that, you know, a couple things are in play. I'm sure he's still under contract. They would have to fight their way out of that. Also, there's always a possibility that another network is going to forgive and forget. Just like, you know, Brian forgot to forgive or get people to forgive him. Do you forgive him now? 808-0810. What role do you think Brian Williams should play at NBC? Are we going to send him out to pasture again, like the Young Bucks? I mean, are we going to send him on assignment?
Can he be trusted on assignment? I think he should, open the wine bottles for Kathy Lee and Hoda. Maybe he could be their sommelier. I don't know.
That's interesting. Or switch places with Lester Holt, who had a grueling weekend schedule and, you know, anchoring the morning and evening newscasts on Saturdays and Sundays, along with Dateline and other weekday assignments.
Oh, he was working hard.
Oh, my God. You know, Lester Holt, I think, deserves this job. 808-0810. If you're listening, you are a newsie. So what say you? 808-0810. Who should be in that chair?
Text us. That's easy enough. Yeah. Just ping it in, 35253, use the keyword Drex, and name your favorite host or where Brian Williams should go.
All right. Yeah. Well, maybe he should go there, but probably not. I mean, Brian Williams was America's anchor man for 10 solid years, so he was celebrating his 10th anniversary when all of this went down, you know, 6 months ago. And, you know, so now, up against the wall, it looks to me as if I don't think there's going to be any surprise. So I do want to talk about this. His competition, David Muir, has been doing pretty good as far as the ratings. And I think that's the go-to point next. And then I'll talk about money because I happen to know and I've heard some things behind the scenes about money. ABC is regularly winning in the 25 to 54-year-old demo. That's the big demo, 25-54. And occasionally winning across the board with total viewers. But Lester Holt is pretty much been holding on to it. You know, they really haven't wavered that much. So, in my eyes, Lester deserves that gig. We'll talk about the money thing coming up, 808-0810. What do you think should happen with Brian now? Should Lester get that job? I don't know how you take Lester off of that job now. I mean, I was always a big fan of Lester's, and I was a big fan of Brian Williams also, but now I've become very, very used to watching Lester. I watch him every night. I DVR him at 5:30, and when I get home, what do I watch? The first thing when I sit down, I watch the NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Let's go to the phones.
You're a super fan with Lester Holt.
No. I love news, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I mean, this is why I love working at KGO. Let's hit it. Let's go.
Okay, we have Frank in Walnut Creek, who has a great idea.
Hi, Frank in Walnut Creek. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Hey, listen, let Brian Williams do special assignments, and his first interview would be Rachel Dolezal.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a perfect idea.
Yes. Matter of fact, they should get him on that now. It's so funny that you mentioned Rachel Dolezal because, you know what, I'm collecting my own dossier on her.
File.
Yes, I have I actually said, with Rachel, I need a freaking file folder. Somebody find me a file folder. It's that fat already. Soon it'll need its own cabinet. So what do you think with Lester Holt? Do you think he's the man?
Yeah, I like Lester. I think he's a good guy. He's very credible. Look, you know, the media at the national level is the equivalent of the fourth branch of government. And if you haven't got credibility, you've got nothing. So I say, yeah, let Lester go with it. Let him run with the ball.
Okay. And by the way, do you watch any of the other guys, David Muir on ABC? Because he's the young buck who's, second fiddle to NBC at this point.
I like him. I prefer Lester. I would stick with Lester.
Yeah. And Bob Schieffer's been great, but he's retiring. And I don't know what they're going to do at CBS. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I've got to take a break. You got it. Have a good night. I'm talking off mic here. I'm trying to reach for my microphone. Okay, so when I come back, we'll talk about the money thing, because this is an issue too. Does Lester Holt deserve what Brian Williams made? Ooh. And I've kind of, you know, have some insight as to what's going on in the world of agents and how the agents working this process. 808-0810. So two questions. Lester Holt, yes, no? What should happen to, well, three questions. What should happen with Brian Williams? Third question, does Lester Holt, who's been working there for the last 15 years, Lester Holt started at NBC in 2000, and he started as a weekend anchor and also part-time fill-in. He did fill-in for the Today Show. So he's been there for 15 years. Does he deserve the same money that Brian Williams was making? 808-0810. We'll be right back to talk about it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show right now. Let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by the Alameda County Fair in Union City and Fremont. Northbound 880, stop and go from West Tennyson Road back to Mowry Avenue. And part of the trouble is at Dakota Road, a situation with a mother duck and ducklings. The mom is on the right shoulder, but the ducklings are in the road, and it's not good. Marin City, northbound 101 at Donahue Street, an accident involving a motorcycle's got the left lanes taken out. You are very stop and go back to Rodeo Avenue. Sonoma County, overturned big rig dump truck, 121 northbound past 37 near Cougar Mountain Drive. They're still trying to get this thing hooked up. It was blocking the roadway. Jam ups, though, in the southbound direction, and they're heavy. Still solid from about Angel Ranch Road to 37. And 37 eastbound is still very heavy from Lakeville Road to Noble Road. Shellville, 121 northbound at Burndale Road, another accident involving a big rig. No lane details on that. Traffic is jammed badly back to Flying Arrow Ranch Road. It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July rockin' fireworks and free Big O Tire concerts nightly featuring the Beach Boys, Brian McKnight, War, Tower of Power, Tanya Tucker, Kansas, and more. Visit AlamedaCountyFair.com and their Facebook page for more info. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K. Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Make America great again. So says Donald Trump. Not so much Neil Young, who, by the way, is a Canadian citizen. And he has told the Trump campaign, no, not when it comes to using my song here. But that's too bad. Trump immediately blasted back and said, too bad, Mr. Young. We paid the ASCAP fees.
Yeah, guess
and
what?
Yes, we licensed it. We're allowed to.
Well, he's always all about his money. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. We have one more caller with regard to the whole Brian Williams thing.
Yes.
And that is Mike in Los Gatos.
Yes, and if you want to weigh in, and we'll get to the money thing here, which is always the root of all of this, in just a second. Yes, go ahead. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yeah, when this first broke, it was about the same time that Jon Stewart retired. I think Comedy Central should have picked him up for The Daily Show. Who better for fake news?
Well, exactly, well, although I genuinely think he'd be good. Because he's got a decent sense of humor, usually.
Oh, I don't know. He's not Jon Stewart. But thank you very much. I'll give you my thoughts here in a second. I think if I were the NBC division, I wouldn't put him back on assignment and overseas or stuff like that, or give him Lester's old job either. I think what I would do, I would put him on this very much failing thing called MSNBC. That's where they could use him. You know, let him be their Wolf Blitzer. They're Neil Cavuto. Why not? They're Shepard Smith. So don't be surprised if that's where he ends up. I can see him doing great work, Brian Williams, on MSNBC. And by the way, you know, when it comes to embellishing and working the 24-hour news cycle, what better place to spin a yarn than on a cable news network where you don't have 1 minute to talk about a story, you've got 30. You know, it's basically almost like doing a talk show, except the cycle is quicker. You know, you can't stick to your schedule. You've got to stick to the producers. But I really think that is where he may end up. Now, let's talk about the money thing for a little bit. Does Lester Holt, does he deserve the same amount of money that Brian Williams was making on his way out, which was $10 million a year? Right now, it's alleged that Lester makes four. This is so the story goes, as I hear it. Now, his agent says, and I have read, whether that be in Variety, and I'm sure a Hollywood Reporter, I've certainly heard the stories, and I am in the business, so I hear the behind-the-scenes gossip, so take it for whatever it's worth. It's not a hardcore, you know, I can't source it. But I've heard it over and over, and that is a couple things. His agents seem to think that they have NBC right over their knee, because what are they going to do without Lester Holt? They're really screwed without Lester Holt. They're really in a bind without Lester Holt. So do you give it to him? Now, you know, if you talk to anybody who's in the business, I can see how this would work. It would be an incremental thing. I'm thinking, just off the top of my head, just my opinion, if you give the guy a five-year deal, it would go, you know, probably like 5, 6, 8, 10, 10 with an option on the fourth and fifth year. And that would make sense that way, because, you know, I'm sure what NBC is saying, well, it's nice that you guys want Lester to have $10 million, but that's not going to be the way it works. Brian had to work for 10 years to get the $10 million. I don't know how many years he made the $10 million, if he made it for 5 years or whatever. I mean, when you start talking about that kind of money, that's big money. It's not Donald Trump kind of money, but it's big money. It's not 8.7 or 8.9, and Forbes says 4.8 as we get closer to talking about the Donald.
Right, but, and he made some distinction between his net worth and his assets or whatever, and he's like, that's what I'm, you know, worth right here, right now, today.
We had some other people tweeting in, and, comments.
Yeah, Don in Antioch said that Brian Williams should be fired. Isn't there a morals clause? And I was like, ha, 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 in broadcasting? Yeah, there's no morals.
Well, no, I think the idea is that he still is worthy of lining their pockets.
Right.
You know.
That's the bottom line, Don. Sorry.
You know, Comcast owns them, and they're looking at the cha-ching. And I'm pretty sure they're thinking about probably MSNBC, which is just dead in the water.
And they're not even doing this to be nice, you know? I mean, they're just like, does he make us money? Will he make us money? Can he make us money now?
No, or the biggest thing is, can someone do anything with MSNBC? There for a while, they were kind of, sort of, you know, floating between CNN and Fox, but that's completely, they've just tanked. Yeah, so it's not going anywhere. All right, so we shall see. Watch this play out over the next, the rest of the week or the beginning of next week.
Well, August.
Let's talk about Fox News for a second. Let's go over there. Boy, the talking heads were going crazy today with Jeb Bush appearing on Jimmy Fallon's show last night with The Roots and doing, Jeb Bush isn't known for being the most charismatic speaker, but he did stop by The Tonight Show last night and had fun slow jamming about the news with Jimmy Fallon. And this is, you're going to love this. I'm going to play the whole clip for you in just a minute, so don't go away. But I have to tell you, so I was watching The Five before I came in here on Fox. They wouldn't even play the whole clip, and it's only about 40 or 45 seconds long. They wouldn't even play the whole damn thing. They played about 10 or 12 seconds because they said, well, at some point it goes over the line here, and we're not going to play it on daytime television. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is why Donald Trump is helping you. He's giving you the gun, and this is how you people shoot yourself in the foot for the third election in a row.
Wait, yes. So they're saying Jeb Bush did something over
Jeb
the
Bush
line on Fallon?
Jeb Bush was going over the line with Fallon. They would not even, they played only 10 or 12, 10 or 15 seconds of the clip.
I can't imagine.
Trying to say what was on NBC last night, you know, at 10:30 here.
Good Lord.
Or 11:30 here, 10:30 Central.
Nasty, horrific things that come out of some of those people's mouths, and they think that something Jeb did on, I can't wait to hear it.
And they're worried about Donald Trump? Goodness gracious, holy potatoes and such. We'll be right back. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
So April 15th is come and gone. Did you file your taxes? Well, maybe you didn't because you know you owe money and you don't think you'll be able to pay it. Well, don't worry. My pal Steve Moskowitz and his team at the law offices of Moskowitz LLP can help your situation out. You know, many folks haven't filed in years because they don't have the money to pay. Well, Steve and his team will file all your old back tax returns for you. They've even got all the old forms and laws that applied at the time that your taxes were due, and they'll use them to get you the best deal possible. And if it does, unfortunately, turn out that you owe, Steve Moskowitz and his team will take care of all of the collection activities. They'll work out an offering compromise where you pay part of what you owe and the government forgives the rest, or they'll work out an installment agreement where you make monthly payments, or if you're in really bad financial shape, there's a hardship deferral that they can arrange for you where the IRS leaves you alone because of your circumstances. So give Steve and his team a call. That's 1-888-TAX-DEAL. 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 The law offices of Moskowitz LLP. Tell them Kopi sent you.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
All Craftsmen is on sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Just in time for Father's Day, save big on tools, tool chests, yard equipment, and more. Pick up the C3 19.2 volt 3/8 inch lithium ion drill kit for just $59.99. A 263 piece mechanics tool set is half off, and all line trimmers are 20% off. If it's Craftsman, it's on sale June 19th, 20th, and 21st at Orchard Supply Hardware.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeb Bush slow jams the news with Jimmy Fallon. And some conservatives think it went over the line last night. Naughty, naughty boy. And they're worried about the Donald. We'll talk about that coming up first. John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, keeping professional sports in Oakland.
The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title.
The Golden State Warriors, newly crowned NBA champions, are planning a move to San Francisco, but somehow keeping the Warriors, the A's, and the Raiders in Oakland is at the center of a meeting being held at this hour by a group called Save Oakland Sports. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns is there.
Anyone who saw last night's scene at Oracle Arena, there is tremendous fan loyalty. Now, this group is meeting with Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Authority Executive Director Scott McKibben tonight. They want to hear from McKibben on city and county officials' efforts to develop a game plan to keep their beloved sports teams in Oakland. Coliseum Authority board member Chris Dobbin explains.
I think ultimately it comes down to where the money's going to come from, and then once that happens, we can build two separate stadiums. We can get the development around that the developers are talking about.
And he's talking about San Diego businessman Floyd Kephart, who wants to build Coliseum City. Now, the Raiders, at least we hear, haven't formally committed. The A's have flat-out rejected it.
The Golden State Warriors again proving to be a ratings winner during the NBA playoffs. Last night's Game 6 drew a 12 rating, which was good for almost 20 million households. That's a 30% jump over last year's five-game series between the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs.
Here's Max Willen, a sports business writer with the International Business Times.
The highest-rated NBA finals in the history of ABC broadcasting, which goes back to 2003. And if the comprehensive numbers hold up, we're looking at the highest-rated NBA finals since Michael Jordan was playing.
In the Bay Area television market, 40% of all households were watching last night's game.
The Warriors are a team that America really fell in love with. They play a beautiful, fluid brand of basketball.
That's KGO 810's Jason Middleton. Last night's game also drew a record 940,000 unique viewers on ESPN's website, and Facebook reports more than 9 million people posted about the game. Well, you think big business has too much power? Amazon now pushing the feds to set straightforward national regulations for drones, bypassing state and local laws. Paul Meisner, Amazon's VP of Global Public Policy, told Congress today Amazon still has its sights set on an air delivery service.
What we'd like to be able to do is enable that network of facilities to deliver packages to customers more quickly than is currently possible using the ground transportation network. We looked into all different kinds of functionalities of how to get things to customers on a 30-minute or less basis, and what really works are drones.
Close call at Midway Airport in Chicago. An air traffic controller made a last-minute save as a Southwest Airlines jet and a Delta passenger jet were on intersecting runways headed for takeoff.
The two planes were essentially on a collision course. The FAA is now investigating why the pilot of the Delta flight started rolling for takeoff when it was not cleared.
Correspondent Renee Marsh says each plane stopped about 2,000 feet from what would have been the point of impact.
It is now our job to put the finest work of this organization on the air.
Well, the fate of NBC News anchor Brian Williams has been decided following a suspension for lying about his war coverage in the Middle East. Here's Barbara Cusack.
It looks like Brian Williams won't be parting ways with NBC. CNN's Brian Stelter reports the network and embattled news anchor have reached a tentative deal that will keep Williams at NBC after his suspension ends, but he will not return to the NBC nightly news as anchor.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:34.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lennox Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Lennox Financial at 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Lennox Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Call Lennox Financial at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
735 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. On the peninsula, Palo Alto, northbound 101 at University, there's a garbage can in the slow lane. That's got you stop and go back to San Antonio Road, and it's creating some onlooker delay on the southbound side as well, which is a stop and go back to Marsh Road. Now, further up on northbound 101, you're going to hit another stretch of stop and go traffic at Holly Street in San Carlos, and that's due to a fender bender at East Hillsdale Boulevard. Oakland, 24 eastbound, just before the Caldecott Tunnel. An accident there was in the slow lane. They've just gotten it cleared. Traffic, though, is still stop and go to just before 13. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are up 4-0 in the first inning over in Oakland over the San Diego Padres, and no score in the second inning, Giants and Mariners in Seattle. Well, there's not much change in your weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Fog and low clouds are surging from the coast out over the bay. It'll be generally mild overnight with low temperatures in the mid-50s for the most part, but just a few degrees cooler at the coast and in the North Bay valleys. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and warm. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s inland, low to mid-70s near the bay, but only upper 50s at the coast.
Warmer on Friday and Saturday with inland temperatures pushing into the low 90s. Father's Day, just a couple of degrees cooler. And, Sunday also the first day of summer. Right now around the Bay Area, we've still got mostly sunny skies. It's 82 degrees in Livermore, 71 in Napa, 54 in Half Moon Bay, 66 in Oakland, 74 in San Jose, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
By the way, John, it's summer solstice, too. So it's the trifecta on Sunday.
So it's the party is at your house.
Yes, but let me tell you a little thing. I'm going to be saving all the Corona for myself because we're going to run out this year. There's a shortage of Corona, so stock up.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Absolutely.
How do you know this?
Everybody panic at once now. America could run out of Corona this summer. Actually, I don't even drink beer, but...
I'm gone. Can you cover my newscast?
Wait, so do they still have Corona in Mexico? Should I just go there?
Well, no. It looks like we drink 10% more of it than we did just 5 years ago, making it one of the top five beers in the country, and we might actually run out. The demand is so high, they can't make it fast enough.
You know what?
Really?
Modelo's pretty good.
Love Modelo.
Yes, that might be a nice replacement.
And Tecate is even better.
Yes, that's good.
Well, there's
too.
A lot of good beers.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Very interesting about...
Corona.
I mean,
can't make it fast enough.
That beer has been around forever.
I know, isn't that strange?
I can't believe that all of a sudden in 2015 it's trending.
I was surprised too, honestly, because I was thinking, wow, that's so 1997 or 8. But no,
is it?
Right there it is.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I have one
from
little
Yahoo
friend.
News.
She drinks it every time, but whatever.
Well, there's always a lot of wine. We're not going to run out of that.
So suck it, craft
please,
beers.
Please, please, big guy in the sky. Okay, let's have some fun with this. So there are conservatives who are critiquing Jeb Bush's appearance last night on The Tonight Show, saying that with his bit that he did with The Roots and Jimmy Fallon, it was a little bit out of line and over the line with the GOP. Now, come on. You know, as I said on Fox, of course, they're going to have something to say about everything. Why not? And they're entitled to it. But they would only play 15 seconds of the clip, and then they said, we can't play anymore because it's daytime television. I about fell off the sofa. I'm thinking to myself, oh, please, I can't wait to get on KGO. Here it is.
Yesterday in Miami, I formally announced my candidacy for President of the United States. I thought long and hard about this decision, and after careful consideration,
I determined that now was the right time to launch my campaign for the Republican nomination.
Oh, yeah. The governor thought long and hard about joining the GOP race.
So that's where
after
they had to cut it off.
After months of being a total caucus tease, Jed finally made up his mind and quit beating around the bush.
Jed really wants to get in the White House, but not as bad as Obama wants out.
I think it's fantastic.
Of course it is. What a bunch of humorless pricks.
Yes.
That's why the GOP's in trouble. They have no sense of irony or anything. Good Lord.
It's unreal.
Well, at least Jeb was down, I guess.
You know, there is a longer version, but that was the meat and potatoes. So, yeah, even I cut it back because, you know, I'll let you hear it during the 9 o'clock hour when I have a lot more time to play things.
Was he dressed normally, like in a suit and tie?
Yes, he was in a suit. Yes, in a gray suit and tie, and he sat in a stool behind him. And they did the close shot, you know, with one camera. In focus, out of focus, in focus, out of focus.
Cool.
Come on, people.
God, relax.
Yeah, chill out. Okay, so, and they're worried about Donald Trump. Did you see the cover of the Daily News? Now, probably not, because it's New York. The New York Daily News.
Oh, but they're...
They're
always so incendiary that they make news themselves.
Right. They put a big red nose on Donald's face and said, they said, clown runs for president.
Oh, I had not seen
clown
it.
Clown runs
look
for
that
president.
Up.
Yes. You should put that up.
That is very funny. Yeah.
Join us at KGO Radio on Facebook.
Clown
we'll find
runs
it.
For Prez.
We'll tweet it out.
There it is.
Don't you love it?
They are so funny.
So.
Oh. With even the white face and the big lips. They should have oranged up his hair a little more. Because he's de-oranging, it seems like he's letting himself go gray.
All right. So have you had enough time to digest Donald running for president? And have you thought about it, whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or you're none of the above?
I couldn't digest it. I threw it back up all over the place.
Did you? All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a clown running for president. See, now, you know, I'm 99% sure I'm going to vote for Hillary. But I have to tell you, I'm intrigued by Donald Trump. I love that he's in. And yet 60%, this is the highest ever that someone has entered as a Republican candidate, that their own party is rejecting. So
the 60, lowest.
Well, yes. Highest negative or lowest positive, wherever you want to put this. But it's a negative but almost 2/3 of all Republicans say, oh, dear Lord, no. Okay. But so I found some speaking points here, reasons why the GOP should fear Donald Trump. These are good. Money talks. And this is one of the things that Donald made very clear in his announcement. And I love this, unlike the other candidates. And by the way, I'm not just watching this from the perspective of making fun of him. Not at all. I happen to like Donald Trump.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
You like him.
Yes, I do. I always watched, Big Apprentice fan. And I he's brash, he's crass, but
he's
a mover and a shaker.
He's a racist.
I don't dislike
He's
him.
He's an a-hole. He brags a lot.
He does
What's
all those
like?
Things. Okay. Well, unlike other candidates, let's take a look at some of these points. The wealthy real estate mogul doesn't have to worry about soliciting donors. And we talked about this last night. Or crafting positions to appeal for special interest money. Because he doesn't need any. I mean, so he doesn't have to go for any of that. He doesn't have to play to any special interest or any lobbies. So I think that's a positive, don't you? 808-0810. Expectations. He's a nuisance. He's a hothead. He's totally unqualified. He's a spoiler. Well, there was a man named Pat Buchanan who did pretty much the same thing and left. And guess where that left? George W. Bush, H.W. Bush in 1992. Left him swinging in the wind, out to pasture. That's when, somebody named Bill Clinton won. Who was the spoiler? Pat Buchanan. So the fact that nobody thinks Donald Trump has any chance of winning a primary, much less a single debate, makes it all the much easier for him to surprise reporters all the time simply by doing better than expected or him attacking one of the other Republican candidates.
Interesting.
See, you should love that from your point of view. Well, or you're pro-Hillary.
This is, there's a little.
Yeah, okay, well, tell the truth.
So many candidates this time, though.
I know.
I mean, it's just absurd.
Well, he's going to help knock them off. So that should be a positive for people in the, that are absolutely voting Republican.
Well, won't he just knock himself off?
Yeah, I think he will. He probably will.
I mean, it was a huge joke to begin with, and now it's a huger joke. And it's just a ginormous embarrassment. Like, I really wonder what, say, the European press has
to say. Well, with all due respect to Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, look, the front runners are safe and they're boring. I mean, you could say the same thing about, you could say the same thing about Hillary. Safe and boring. He's not. So that's where he becomes dangerous.
But he's just as, if that's like what you like about him, then you can just point to any of the other loose cannons in the race. Santorum and Cruz.
Well, that's just,
There's enough cuckoo for these Cocoa
crazy.
Puffs.
Yes, as I would say, nutty wacky. The Ross Perot president, you know, he was a wacky billionaire. Yeah, remember all of that? And he had a hair trigger temper, and people liked that. And he had a penchant for the bizarre.
We ended up liking that cranky little old man
with the big ears. Yeah, we did. I mean, he actually grabbed the highest number of votes of any third-party candidate in history and once again was responsible, partly responsible for depriving Republican George H.W. Bush, again from beating Clinton. So he was held back.
Votes. Right.
Look, here's the other one. Voters love crazy. People have to love Crazy Town, where nobody, Heather's, where nobody would, you know, these primaries and caucuses and the debates where they probably wouldn't garner massive ratings because it would be a yawn fest. Now, you know, people like crazy.
Yeah, but it frightens me. This isn't The Voice or So You Think You Can Sing or whatever. You know, it's the freaking...
It's Patsy Cline's crazy.
As Neil Young says, you know, leader of the free world.
Yep.
All right.
The Incredible Hulk syndrome. As much as fellow GOPers would like to mock and torment Trump, the smarter amongst them will have to restrain themselves. Let's see how that works out. And he sets an agenda and he'll follow it. So let's take a look and we shall see. And you want to talk about Neil Young? I mean, there's two things. First, his new album's coming out, and we'll discuss, when we come back here, we'll discuss what he has to discuss in his new album. It actually is a discussion within a discussion. He's attacking a lot of corporations, and he's not happy with Donald. And we'll also get to one of our, it's time for Listicle Twisticles, and we'll get to that. Men, yes, Heather, when you break their heart, what they do after you break, after you dump them.
Cutting.
Yeah, cutting would be one.
Do they pull out their hair? What do they do?
Yes, they go Ross Perot.
Oh, wait, I know. Yeah. Sometimes they rip up pictures of me.
Maybe they do. We'll find out next on the Drex Radio Show. First, let's check in with Lee Graham of the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Alameda County Fair. In Sonoma, 37 eastbound is still extremely heavy from Lakeville Road to just after 121, and that's due to earlier problems on northbound 121 just after 37. San Rafael, 580 eastbound traffic still crawling from Bellum Boulevard to Main Street, but once you're on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, only minor slowdowns to the tolls. Things on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge getting better, but still stop and go from just after Treasure Island to 101 on the Skyway. Eastbound 80 in the city is still a parking lot from 101 to Fremont, but no slowdowns across the Bay Bridge, eastbound side. It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July rock and fireworks, the world's greatest fair food, and free Big O Tires concerts, including Foghat, Kansas, and Morris Day and more. Visit AlamedaCountyFair.com and their Facebook page for more info. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
A lot goes into producing a successful play. With over four decades of producing experience, I can really appreciate watching everything come together without a hitch. My house, center stage, as it sits upon a corner in a quaint neighborhood in Oakland. 15 years ago, after many unsuccessful attempts to paint the home properly, we finally called Armstrong. And talk about a production. I'm talking scraping, sanding, priming, and painting. 15 years later, it's still the shining star of the neighborhood. And of course, all my neighbors and friends call it the Armstrong House. Well worth a standing ovation.
If you plan to keep a property, you should plan to keep it up. Armstrong has helped preserve and protect over 30,000 Bay Area homes and buildings just like yours. Call 777-1234 from any area code or online at armstrong1234.com to schedule a free painting estimate.
Phone 37s and 1234.
License 245291.
It's not just summertime. It's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
The fireworks are amazing.
Rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer with big shows. Big concerts and big fun. June 17th through July 5th.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices. No appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is Neil live from 2009 at Hyde Park. By the way, the first transgender singer to perform national anthem at A's game tonight. That's a big thing. It's Pride Night. The A's. So, hallelujah to the A's.
Woo-hoo, that would have just happened.
We're rocking in the free world. This is Donald Trump's theme song, and Neil's not happy about it. But he immediately blasted back, I paid the ASCAP fees, dude. It's mine.
I own you.
Okay, so, by the way, and I didn't know this. I never knew, I was shocked to hear this today, that he's a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, I was kind of like, how does that work? Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Right. Okay. But that
he lives here.
But that has nothing to do with, you know, the ASCAP. As ASCAP goes, as long as you licensed it and paid the fee, then you're cool to use it. And that's
right,
the way
but I'm
it goes
thinking
with any song.
The way Donald was
Trump
talking about that. Immigrants, he's going to deport his butt back to Canada.
I don't think so. By the way, when it comes to Neil Young, you know, he's been calling out big corporations on his upcoming album, The Monsanto Years. Most of them didn't want to respond to it, but Monsanto did. Mm. And they actually had something to say. They said, quote, many of us have been and are real fans of Neil Young. We recognize that there's a lot of misinformation about who we are and what we do. Unfortunately, several of those myths seem to be captured in these lyrics. So at least they responded. You know, Chevron, they declined to respond. I guess he goes after Walmart in this new album. By the way, it's called, as I said, the Monsanto Years. Walmart raised its lowest starting wage to $9 an hour. We're proud of the, I guess they did. Well, yeah, this is what they had to say about it, but not talking about him. We're proud of the opportunity we provide people to build a career and have a chance at a better life. Starbucks declined to respond to Neil's lyrics, connecting them to GMOs, saying, quote, Starbucks has taken a position on the issue of GMO labeling, We prefer a national solution. And then Chevron had nothing to say, period. So, you know, it looks like everybody kind of danced around it, but didn't address Neil specifically. So I guess he's going to do his thing. I'm not sure when the album drops. It may already be out. I don't have that information. Okay, Heather, it's time for Listicles Twisticles.
I thought you played us something from that record, like, I don't know, a month or 6 weeks ago.
For what?
That you had like a single or something like that.
Yeah, we had a leak, yes. Mm-hmm. We always have leaks. Mm-hmm. We love little leaks. Mm-hmm. And I love playing them, too. All right, so these are things that men do, adult men do, after Heather's breakup with them. We cry in the shower.
Aww.
It's our most dignified spot to find ourselves post-breakups. But sometimes you get blindsided by the person you thought you'd spend the rest of your life with. And if you thought it was her, well, you're going to have to cry yourself to sleep because it's not happening. And you do not cry where other people can see you. I suppose not.
Well, so
it's a private thing, Heather.
I've had guys cry in front of me, though. Kind of like that.
Do you like that?
Well, in a mean Heather's kind of way.
Oh, that's really
nasty.
Because
I get to look back and laugh.
Yeah. All right, the next one is frantically swipe right to Tinder. Is that it? Yeah, well, of course they do. Frantically swipe right IRL. Sometimes technology isn't that fast enough. You're going to be better off going to the nearest bar and going and hoping to find someone as sad and desperate as you. All right, and let me see. These are other things that guys do when people like Heather dump them. Hole up in their house with Netflix and bagel bites. And become digital stalkers.
Speaking of stalkers, guess who's calling?
Would it be Chip Franklin?
It sure is.
Bring him on.
I only stalk you, Heather. No one else.
Okay.
Just you.
Oh, well, you better give me some love.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys know that Rush Limbaugh's theme is a song about environmentalism?
Really?
Well, went back to Ohio. Is that what you mean?
Ohio.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's in the whole song. And Chrissy Hynde takes the money and gives it to, like, I think, animal funds or something.
I remember. How far back does that go? I know that she had a fit about it when he started first using Ohio. But, you know, that song's, when's that, mid-80s? Early
80s? Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, no, Limbo's only been on since, like, 90-something.
Right, but
like
I mean,
the
Pretender song, Ohio.
Oh, that song goes way back, yeah. You know, and it's about, you know, the encroachment of, like, you know, shopping centers into, you know, lands. It's kind of like the Joni Mitchell song, Paradise, you know, it's a little kind of a protest song. So I found it kind of ironic that he would choose this, but, you know, he's a scumbag. And the song itself is, I think the royalties are something close to $70,000 a year.
You gotta love it.
It might be more.
Well, as long as Rush lasts, which I don't think is that's gonna be. I don't think he's gonna be on the vine too much longer. Hey, Rush, Chip, quickly. So, what do you think about Trump being in the race?
Oh, you know, I agree with Heather. I think he's a racist and an a-hole. And you know, I mean,
But don't you agree with me that it's gonna be great to watch?
Well, you know, he's one of these guys. I love him because on one level, he doesn't believe in evolution. Did you ever notice that people that deny evolution are the people who could use it the most?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So when he scares me when the guys like that, these anti-science freaks, and all of them are. There's not one Republican that doesn't question climate change and evolution.
Wow.
All of them, seriously. So, I mean, that should just scare the hell out of people, and the fact that it doesn't freaks me out, you know.
That's really frightening, because I at least thought Trump was a little smarter and less of, you know, evangelical type.
Yeah, what was the comb-over line last night that we had?
Oh, yeah.
We shall overcome.
We shall overcome.
Yeah. Is that his real hair, Heather?
It has to be. It's so ugly. No one would make a wig like that.
Hey, I got
to
run, Chip, but thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, and you can hear him from noon till 3 right here on KGOA 10. We'll be right back, everybody.
Do you have IRAs sitting in the bank earning practically nothing? When you left your last employer, did you leave behind your 401k too? Does a Roth IRA conversion make sense for you? When can you take money out of your IRAs and 401k without paying a penalty? If you're self-employed, how do you save more than the small amounts allowed into IRAs? The O'Donnell Financial Group is here to guide you. They help their clients position their money based on when they need to spend it, consolidate their retirement savings for easy management, determine with their tax advisor whether a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for them, know the right time to take money out of their retirement accounts to avoid unnecessary penalties, and help business owners maximize their retirement savings. Call them today at 866-496-2300 for a free review of your portfolio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Turn off the AC and sweat it out, or go solar with Sempra Solaris. Our sun power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best